Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Parkmanship Podcast. I'm Ryan, and with me is Andrew. Andrew, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you? All right. So let's hop into our news stories of the week before we start talking about our 2019 Washington, D.C. trip. Ryan, what story do you have for us today?
Well, this past week, the Department of the Interior, which oversees the National Park Service, announced a new lifetime parks pass for veterans and Gold Star families. This pass would be good for entrances to most national parks, as well as national forests and national wildlife refuges that charge an entrance fee. Although it won't get you into Mount Rushmore, as you may have heard from one of our recent trips, as I have the regular park pass, which I have to pay for. So yeah, this is an upgrade on the current program for military members, which was just for active members and their families. They could get a park pass, but they had to resubmit for one every single year. So yeah, this is an easy win for everyone, and I think it's a smart move.
Okay. My story's kind of less cool, but National Park is reopening their Everglades City location, which it was impacted by Hurricane Ian on September 28th. So it opens on the 11th. So tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow. It will reopen. So, which is kind of nice. But, I mean, I prefer the Homestead entrance, even though I don't prefer Homestead because Homestead's gross. But that's besides the point.
Homestead itself wasn't so bad. But, yeah, Everglades City is my least favorite entrance out of Homestead and Shark Valley and then Everglades City.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just don't like that area of Florida, but that's personal problem with it. But let's hop into it, Ryan. We're talking today about our trip to Washington, D.C. in 2019.
Yeah. So Washington, D.C. is a treasure trove of national park sites. So if you want to visit a bunch of park sites in a very short time frame, Washington, D.C. is definitely the place to go. And that's why we went here during, I think it was like the end of October in 2019 for a brief 3.5-day trip towards the end of the year. It was just to get our tallies of national park sites visited for that year up in a very short time frame.
I agree with that. I mean, we go there quite often. We're talking about going there next year as well.
There's just so many park sites that you can't get it all done in one or even two trips.
Yeah. I think the unique thing about this trip is we took the Metro in D.C.
Yes. I have to say the Metro was, which is their like subway transportation, was cleaner than the New York City subway. But I feel like the New York City subway was way more accessible. If you've ever been there, I think that's like the most famous subway system in the United States. Yeah. I just thought the New York City subway serves as a bunch more places, and I thought it was easier to get onto. We had an embarrassing few moments where we tried swiping our payment cards and we couldn't get in multiple times, and we really felt like tourists at that point.
Yeah, I mean, comparing this to New York City is a little unfair because New York City's subways are kind of gross. But it's also the most efficient way to travel in New York City because traffic's everywhere.
Yep.
I think the architecture looked really cool. They had some I took a pretty cool shot of one of the train stations. But that's how we got into DC day one.
Yes. We kind of parked at a Metro station and just took the subway in the rest of the way, or the Metro.
Yeah. And we ended up at
a Parkmanship Podcast classic, Elephant and Castle.
Yeah. I think, was this the year we watched soccer there?
No, that was there might have been soccer on. I remember it being a Champions League day, we went.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
It might have been too early. But the time we really watched soccer was in 2021 when it was the Euros were going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So many adventures to Elephant Castle.
Yeah.
On this trip, after we ate there, we went over to the Washington Monument because we had tickets to do the tour.
Yes. So the Washington Monument is the iconic monolith in the center of D.C. that is dedicated to our founding father, George Washington. It's kind of hard to miss. It's this huge pillar in the center of D.C. But yeah, we had reservations to do a tour. We got those reservations in advance at recreation.gov. I think you can get up early and wait in line to get tickets if you don't want to do recreation.gov, but I just thought it was much easier to do.
Why you wouldn't.
Yeah, it's much easier to just go to recreation.gov and get them there. I remember we actually had issues accessing my actual tickets. Like, they never emailed them to me. I just never saw them. But we were able to convince the ranger to let us in with just the reservation confirmation that I had.
Yeah. The ranger was super nice. I mean, so with that, in the Washington Monument is an elevator, but going up, there's a little bit of a tour, right? It's with each block has a dedication on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it being cool because, like, the elevator, it would look like it was just, like, in, and then, like, at some points, they would just stop, and then it turns out, like, a window would appear in the elevator, and you could see some of the stones, and some of them were really noticeable, like the Colorado one and the one that was sent from New York City. I thought that was the best one because that had, like, really intricate designs with eagles and human figures.
Yeah. Fun fact, I think I watched that in a documentary or something on TV. A lot of the original stones were tossed into the river. So that's why the Washington Monument's kind of like two different colors.
No, that's because the bottom of it was built before the Civil War. And during the Civil War, they had to stop. And where they got the stone from before the Civil War, war was not in service anymore, so they had to go to a different location for the stone.
I think some of the during the Civil War, some of the dedication stones were tossed into the river. I think I saw it on Drunk History, which was a great show until it was canceled. But anyway, yeah, no, I really liked that tour. I mean, that day we got to the top and they have like little placards and stuff and little windows you can look out of, so it was really nice.
Yeah, definitely one of the best National Park Service tours that we've done, and there's really fantastic views in those windows on the top on all four sides. Mm-hmm. Like, I think my favorite view on Merritt was the one overlooking the reflecting pool and the Lincoln Memorial. But when we were there, when we looked at the White House side, we did get to see Donald Trump, who was president at the time, doing a press conference there. And then we also got to see Marine One in the, I think it was the Rose Garden side.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I did like that. And the view of the White House was just kind of cool. I mean, while we were down there, I think it was more gated, or it was more fenced off than normal.
Was it?
I think so, yeah. I think there was like the original fence, and then they had like a chain link fence behind or in front of
that was 2021.
Was it?
Yeah.
They all kind of blend together because we've been there so much.
Yeah, on the way, once we finally got back down, we also had Marine One fly like pretty much right over us.
Was this the trip the guy had me take a picture of him with the red building in the background, or was that the previous trip?
I think that was the first one, 2016.
Oh yeah, that was great.
The NASA guy.
So I was wearing a NASA shirt in the sky. Definitely a tourist. Didn't really know that much English. Wanted a picture of this red building in the background, right by the Washington Monument. It's red roofed. It's, you know, marble clad. It turns out it's the IRS building, which is really funny. But you know, that wasn't this trip. That was the previous trip. Anyway, where else did we go, Ryan?
Next, we went to Belmont Paul Women's Equality National Monument, which is located at the former Women's Rights Party's headquarters right next to the Supreme Court. It is dedicated to the many leaders of the women's rights movement And it also happens to be one of the newer parks in the system, having been established in 2016.
I remember it was really cool because we were almost the only ones there. I think we came in and someone was finishing up their tour. But it's kind of like tucked off to a side street past the Capitol building, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's beyond the Capitol building, but it's right across the street from the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So it's like a great location as it's, you know, far away from the major crowds, because I think the major crowds stop at the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's still pretty close to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. So the building itself, it's a two-story building, and that composes most of the park. But there was also like a small outdoor courtyard as an entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there was a lot of cool exhibits on both stories of the building. Like one of them, had demonstrated how they recorded information on all the government officials to like take advantage of them. Like I thought that was interesting. And then you're saying there are only like a few other people there, but do you remember that like neat interaction between like two of the people there? Like they kind of just met there at the park while we were there. And I think one of them was an assistant for a senator.
Oh, yeah, I do remember this. This was, like, in one of the rooms.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, I can just set you up for a meeting with your governor or something like that.
Yeah, it was just kind of surreal.
And they just left together.
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
Yeah.
It was surreal. What else did we do while we were down there? So we walked back. I kind of like that, like, tucked off kind of. That it's a cool little... National Monument, I think.
Oh yeah, I really liked it, and it was cool because when 2019, and it was just established in 2016, so it was very, very new when we visited.
Yeah. We also, while we were down there, went to a couple of museums at the National Mall.
Yeah, you can't really go to Washington D.C. without at least hitting one of the Smithsonian's. On this trip, not all on this day. But on this trip, we hit the American Art Museum, the National Air and Space Museum, and the American History Museum, which I think we already visited together in 2016. Wait. Did you do the American History Museum beforehand?
I think so.
Okay. So, yeah, we did all three on the 2016 trip. But we just spent way more time at the American Art Museum and American History Museum. Which I forget how much time we spent at the American History Museum.
I remember there was a marble statue that said "Do not touch."
Yeah, that was at the American Art Museum, which we kind of just ran through in 2016. This time around, we spent a lot more time at
the American Art Museum. 2 hours, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, much more fun because we got to
get lost.
Yeah, yeah, there was that cool statue exhibit where. Do you still have that picture of you with the bullhead?
Yeah, where it says that don't grab the bull by its horns. Yeah.
Okay. And then I also love there was a few Albert Bierstadt paintings of the American West. I thought that was really cool.
They were great. Yeah, we spent quite a bit of chunk there because there wasn't that many school tours going on.
No, it was late in the year.
Yeah. It was early in the school year, but late in the year kind of deal. Because I think all the schools, when they go, is like March to May. I feel like that's when the peak school season is.
I also feel like that is also the peak school season.
So I would recommend, if you want to go down there for cherry blossom season, sure. But be wary of all the small children running around. We went there. We did the art museum. Or the American History Museum and the National Space Air and Space Museum, which is always a classic. And then we ended up at
Capital City Brewing Company for dinner.
Does that place still exist? Do we know?
I think it does.
Okay. That's
I mean, it was pretty busy when we were there.
Yeah, because we walked in and sat to the left, I remember. What did you have there to drink? Do you remember?
I think I had some sort of German beer, which was pretty solid. And I remember having a really good Caesar salad.
Yeah. I remember the food was it was pretty great because I think I got the pretzels and basket of fries as per usual.
Yeah, and there was definitely Champions League going on that day. I'm pretty sure Mohamed Salah scored a goal for Liverpool that day while we were eating at the brewery. But besides that, Andrew, what time is it?
You know what time it is.
Fry review of the week time.
I think it was. I remember it being really good. I mean, I gotta start p taking pictures of these when we go out and eat
Yeah.
going forward. But I remember the whole place was pretty good. The food was pretty good. I probably give it like a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
But yeah. Was that the day we got drunk and rode scooters?
No, that was also 2021.
Oh, the best part.
Yeah, so if you have the opportunity, go to Capital City Brewing Company. It was pretty good.
Yeah. And then we the
Well, that
second day?
concluded our first day, and
First.
then our first full day. And then the second day of the trip is when we went to Shenandoah, which
Oh, that's right.
if you have not listened to our trip to Shenandoah, go back to the second episode we did. It was the second episode, right? It
Second or first? I think it
wasn't
was
the first.
first.
I think it's the second. So check out our second episode where we talk about Shenandoah National Park.
Going
But
to the
then
podcast page. I
yep.
don't remember. And don't forget, partnerships on every possible platform at this point.
Yeah.
Shenandoah was our third episode.
Oh, third episode. So yeah, check out our third episode.
Right. We were both wrong there. Cool. All right. But yeah, no, it was really cool. I didn't Shando as a whole. But that's like an episode with it, an episode. So go check that out. Day three is when we went back to DC.
Took the metro again, embarrassed ourselves trying to get onto the metro.
Yeah, we got lost going to the train station that my aunt told us to go to. We ended up at one like farther away, I think.
Yeah.
And this time we ended up at Carter G.
We
Woods. Go for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took a metro ride and then a walk to Cargi Woodson Home National Historic Site and Mary McLeod Bethune Council House National Historic Site. So the Cargi Woodson Home preserves it's pretty self-explanatory. It preserves the home of Cargi Woodson. Now, Cargi Woodson was, and maybe still is, the preeminent historian on African American history. Meanwhile, the Mary McLeod Bethune Council House preserves the house of civil rights activist Mary McLeod Bethune. She's very similar to Booker T. Washington, who's probably the more famous figure in American history, but she just came at a later time. Whereas Booker T. Washington advised Theodore Roosevelt, she advised FDR.
I
So, thoughts on these?
don't remember most of them. I remember walking around, but I don't remember any.
Yeah, most of our time exploring these parks was just walking around the neighborhoods they were in. It was in Northwest DC and they were within walking distance of each other.
Yeah.
And this area was like a much slower, less trafficked area. So there were interesting neighborhoods. Unfortunately, both sites were closed, so we just toured the outside of each building, got our pictures with the park signs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they were fine. I mean, they were what they were. And then, do we take the metro again back down to downtown DC?
Yeah,
Or
we
did we
did.
walk? Okay, we
We didn't
walked.
walk.
We
It was
ended
kind of
up.
a distance we were walking.
Yeah, it's fair. We ended up at.
Elephant and Castle yet again.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
I'll
I
be
think
really sad the day it closes. I don't
me
know what
too.
I'll eat. It's right. It's on the main road, and you look down, you can see
Penn Avenue.
Penn Avenue. It's just cool.
Yeah. That the first day we went, I tried because I normally get like a Guinness and a fish and chips or something like that. And I know the first day we went, I got a Cajun Caesar wrap, which was actually really good. And I tried some Belgian beer I never heard of, which was also good. this time around, I forget what I got to eat, but I got an Allagash White for my final beer of the trip.
Yeah. Excuse me. So I think it was a good solid mini trip.
Yeah. Do you remember that one busser at Elephant and Castle that like recognized us because we were there so often?
Yeah, which is weird because we live nowhere near the area.
No.
So hopefully he's still there when we go back.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed this mini trip.
Me too.
Which kind of leads us into our favorite parts of the trip.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the views from the top of the Washington Monument. That was definitely such a unique experience. And just to see this iconic city from a different view.
Okay. Mine's probably going to be getting lost in the art museum because we couldn't figure our way out at one point and got lost in the marble statue section.
It's a really large building.
Yeah, but it's just funny we got lost.
It's deceptive.
It really is. But it was enjoyable. Which kind of brings us to our top three.
Yeah, the top three list we're doing for this week is our top three favorite national park sites in Washington, D.C.
All right. Do you want me to lead off?
Yeah, you can go first.
I'm going to go number three national Washington Monument. Words are hard. love that one. I think number two is going to be the World War II Memorial.
Okay.
And number one is the Lincoln Memorial.
Okay. An interesting but classical list, I would have to say.
Yeah. Ryan?
All right. So number three for me is the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial. And that's because it's
one too.
Yep. It's one of the more complex, if not the most complex, monument/memorial in the city. I just find it very beautiful, and it's in a great location right on the tidal basin. I'm kind of disappointed you didn't have any tidal basin parks.
Yeah, I kind of consider the Tidal Basin like its own thing.
It's in D.C., though.
I know, but it's just in a league above its own.
Okay.
Like, all right. Even
number two for me, Number two for me, I'm kind of cheating with this one. I'm going with Chesapeake and Ohio Canal National Historical Park.
Rude.
So there is actually a district of this park in Washington, D.C. It's the Georgetown District. And we would have gone here if we ended up walking back to the hotel from the Smithsonian Zoo all the way back in 2016. But you wouldn't let me because it was right in directly in the path. And as I mentioned on the last episode, the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal is such an underrated park. There's just so many opportunities to walk and hike along the river. And there's just so many great reviews. I mean, great views.
Well, you're reviewing it.
So. I'm reviewing it.
All right. And number one?
Okay. So once again, I'm cheating with this one, kind of. I'm going with the National Mall Memorial Parks.
That's just
which pretty much covers all the parks in D.C., or a lot of them. But it is officially its own park site on its own. But once again, with the National Mall, there's just so much bang for your buck here, from the parks on the actual National Mall all the way to the beautiful Tidal Basin. Had to get my Tidal Basin parks in there. So yeah, that's my top three.
All right. Well, Ryan, this was fun, even though you cheated at the top three, but it's okay.
I mean, I kind of cheated. Like, it seems cheating, but it's technically within the rules.
Yeah. All right. So once again, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ryan.
And this was Parkmanship.